Hello, everyone.
Back.
Mm-hmm. How's it feel to you, Adrian, back and working out? How long have you been working out here in Minnesota?
I got in Monday, so for the past 2 days.
How's it feel?
Feels pretty good. Just to kind of be back in the building, see the faces, to be around the coaches and the players, and you know, have the chance to meet the young guys. You know, it's been good so far.
How do you gauge yourself in the off season? What do you look for in terms of, you know, your weight or your conditioning and all that? How do you gauge yourself?
Mostly on my conditioning. You know, just making sure that my stamina is where it needs to be. You know, honestly, as far as my weight, you know, I'm normally around the same. The past 10 years, I've been around the same weight. You know, so that's a pretty easy job. Just to make sure my body is in sync, and you know, from my legs to my upper body, I'm strong, and you know, I feel good overall.
What are your impressions of Mo, the rookie receiver, and have you given him your custom handshake yet?
I actually haven't laid it on him yet. It was more like a little, you know, shoulder hug or whatnot. But I thought about it yesterday, and I was like, I wondered if he's gonna be prepared. And when I do shake his hand, I actually just passed him coming through the weight room, and I said what's up to him. He was kind of like a little kid. He was like a little shy, you know. But a lot of the other rookies, you know, it's been good just to kind of see them work and see their work ethic. So it's been exciting.
That was the first
far.
Time you met him in person the other day?
Yeah, right. The first time.
What's your relationship with Mike Zimmer like?
I feel like we have a real good relationship. You know, truthful with one another, you know, open. You know, he can tell me what's on his mind, you know, without holding anything back. And, you know, I do the same as well. You know, so when you have that type of relationship, it's easy to be on the same page and to not take things personal, even if it comes across, you know, maybe in the wrong light, or you don't like what the person has to say. You can take it as truth, because you have that feeling and understanding that person has your best interests.
Adrian, we saw you laugh. You were talking a little bit about wanting to be more balanced in the offense and working on some of those things. And Coach Zimmer, I think, was saying a couple months ago that you were working on things that he felt, or that you felt like kind of held the team back. What kind of football stuff do you do during the offseason, or is it mostly conditioning at this point, or before you get here?
Well, just like running routes, you know, just really focusing on, you know, learning the route tree, you know, just being more agile and running routes, not as stiff. You know, we got a young guy, Jared, and you know, he's an incredible athlete, and he does a great job when it comes to providing that get back for us when he's out there, you know. So just being more involved in that aspect.
Have you been working on some of that stuff with a coach, or how do you work on that before you get up here?
Yeah, you know, you get out and you run routes. You know, I have routes, my playbook, and just go out and just, you know, whether it's after the workout, you know, you get 10 routes in each. You know, maybe it's a flat, maybe it's an option route. You know, you just kind of go through it, and you know, just kind of pinpoint, being patient, depending on what route and the concept that it's going to be called. And, you know, that's how you improve that way.
How does load hold look to you, and what's it mean to have him back as a tackle?
Yeah, you know, he looks good. He looks good. And Sully as well, you know, having those guys back, that was exciting just to be out here and see those guys back in front of me. And not only just back in front of me, you know, they are here and they're moving around well. And, you know, they're two of our leaders, you know, so it's just good to have them back. They look good.
You can have great expectations around this team, and you're the athlete that can set a goal and have an expectation to meet it. How do you work with the younger guys? Coach was just saying he wants you all to remain humble and not to get cocky, but also you still have the confidence and the swagger. Do you find that there's a role that you have to play in order to meet the expectations that are there this year?
Yeah, definitely. That's a big role. And, you know, the older guys and the veterans, they understand what we're trying to accomplish. And, you know, the young guys, they do too to a certain extent. But I feel like it's my job to, you know, embrace them and, you know, encourage them. You know, so I've actually pulled a couple of the young guys to the side and just kind of, you know, briefly talk to them, you know, let them know that, hey, been watching, You know, I'm liking what I'm seeing. You just make sure, you know, you make the best of your opportunity. And you put your best foot forward, make every day count. You know, little things like that that I know motivates those guys. And, you know, keep those guys hungry and understanding. You know, I make sure I always end it with, you know, we're trying to win a championship. You know, so we want you to help us be a part of that.
Does this year feel different from you then? Does this year feel different? Like OTAs are going to, people are looking at like the training camp in a way. You know, they're already setting goals. Super Bowl, those words are being tossed out. Does it feel different for you this year? Maybe since 09, maybe?
Well, and it's, yeah, it does. It does. And, you know, even more than just the words that's coming out, because that's always great for people to be able to envision it and then, you know, speak those things into existence, but also put the work in, you know. So, you know, everything hasn't been perfect, but the one thing I like is guys are out here, they're working hard, you know, and they're putting their best foot forward to improve. You know, guys are not going through the motion, you know, and just really to see that type of energy and, you know, that type of competitiveness, you know, from the guys and the young guys as well, you know, has me pretty excited.
What do you say to Big Phil Oldholt, you know, fellow Oklahoma guy, has been hurt the last couple of years, missed all last season, to kind of keep his spirits up and all that, you know?
Just, you know, continue doing what, you know, what you've been doing, what has got you to this point now that you're back out here and you're, you know, you're back in your position, you know, and, you know, most importantly, like I was telling Sully the other day, the hardest thing for me when I was coming back from the injury was, you know, I was ready to roll, you know, I was ready, mm-hmm. but mentally, you know, that pull can really get you, you know, am I really ready, you know, can I do this, can I not do that, you know, so, you know, defeating yourself mentally is the biggest thing.
And regarding the shape you're in, you're always in great shape, but you may be even in better shape now, the same as normal, how would you characterize it?
I'm in better shape. Mm-hmm. You know, I always try to come back and do better than I did the previous offseason, you know, and there's a lot of things that I was able to take back from last offseason that opened my eyes, and, you know, this year, you know, it might be little things, but I'm that much more focused.
Adrian, you said that you were working on running routes and things like that more. What about when it comes to running the ball out of the shotgun? Is that, you change anything with your approach and your preparation leading into these OTAs?
You know, the biggest thing is just me being more patient, you know, and, you know, that's something that, of course, you go through, you know, practice reps and doing that as well, but that was something that I was more conscious of last year, and, you know, that'll be an easier transition for me, you know, just being more patient. And I feel like here in the past couple of days, I've done a pretty good job of doing that, but still room to improve. We had twin ride in today, and I felt myself, I thought I was being patient, and I felt myself kind of be a little too fast, the pace was too fast on it, you know, so just look at that, correct it, and just keep moving forward.
Is that something that's hard to focus on when training by yourself? You know, it's something, you know, you can't get the 11-on-11 kind of feel when you're training alone. Is that something that's just going to have to come with these reps and practice and training camp, things like that?
Yeah, to really get the true feel of it, you know. For instance, on that play, it was a little more penetration, you know, so I think that kind of sparked me to speed it up. But even in that instance, I still have to be a little more patient than I was.
Best shape of your life or just better shape? Better, best, or...
Question again.
What's that?
I feel good, you know.
But I mean, your best ever, maybe? Or would you go that far?
Yeah, I'll say that. Yeah, I feel good.
Did you say that?
How about you? You in good shape?
Average. Had a physical, I passed.
All right, thank you.
All right. Run, Adrian, run.